We're holding brachot daf dalet amud aleph, the two dots, the third white line. The pasuk says leDavid shamerah nafshi kechasid ani. David says this is the following as a prayer of King David, and he turns to Hashem and says, "Watch my soul, for I am a chasid." Chasid in Tanakh has specific connotations. At any rate, Levi of Rabbi Yitzchak. You remember Levi? He's the disciple of Rabbi who bowed down and became crippled from teaching Rabbi how that special bowing would work. Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak, Chadama, Kachamal David Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One says, this is what David said before the Holy One, blessed be He. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Lo Chasid Ani. Aren't I righteous or pious, however you want to translate Chasid? Aren't I pious? I'm praying on behalf of my people, and Hashem, please help me. Haven't I done what's right? Shekol Malchei Mizrach U'Ma'arav Yeshanim Ad Shelosh Shaot. All the kings of the East and West, they all sleep till 3 hours into the day. Vani chatzot laila akum lodot lecha. And I get up in the middle of the night to give thanks before you. And this is why this is a continuation from the previous Gemara. Because the last Gemara described how David got up before any other king to give praise before Hashem. The Idach, another one, explains what was David saying. Kach amal David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David was saying before God. Ribono shel olam, lo chasid ani. Master of the world, am I not pious? Shekol malchei mizrach u'ma'arav yoshvim agudot agudot bichvodam. The kings of the east and west, they all sit and they get together and they party in their own honor. That's what they're focused on. Vani, and what am I doing? Yadayim luchlachot bedamu b'shviru b'shilya. My hands get dirty with the blood, with shvir is shvir and shilya are different parts of the fetus. When a woman would miscarry, so if she could, she would bring the fetus, whatever came out, before a rabbi, and the rabbi would analyze it, whether that's considered that a baby was miscarried or not. Is she pure? Is she pure? Is she impure for 7 days, 14 days? Is she going to have 33 days of purity or 66 days of purity? All of this had to be ruled upon. So King David would actually get his hands dirty looking at the blood and the fetus of a miscarried fetus to figure out the halacha. He says, you know, other kings are sitting there focused on their own honor, and I'm focused, how can I make this woman pure, kedei litaher isha lebala, so that I could come out with a ruling that the woman is pure for her husband. Velo od, and not only that, I look into things and I don't focus on my own honor. Ela kol ma she'ani oseh, whatever I do, ani nimlach b'mefiboshet rabbi. I ask my Rebbe Mefiboshet, v'omelo, and I say to him, Mefiboshet Rabbi, Rebbe Mefiboshet, yafe danti, did I rule correctly? Yafe chiyavti, did I obligate correctly? Yafe zachiti, yafe tihalti, was I correct in the way I made this one vindicated? I said this is pure. Yafe timeti, was I correct in this that I said is impure? Velo boshti, and I wasn't embarrassed by the fact that I'm asking my Rebbe, am I right or am I wrong? I'm the chief rabbi, I'm the king. They're coming to me to ask me the questions. I think I know the answer. I answer them, and then I turn to my Rebbe and I say, Rebbe, am I right? So David turns to God and he says, God, I'm asking you things, but I think I have a right. And when I was younger and I learned this Gemara, it blew me away. How does a person write about himself? Aren't I pious? But today I view it differently, because I think when we talk to God, we're not embarrassed. We're not bragging before God. God knows the truth. Bragging is with a human being. You want to impress someone, you tell them, oh, you know, I'm a pious person. I get my hands dirty. I get up early in the morning to serve God. But David's not about bragging. He's talking to God. God knows everything He knows. So, and more, obviously, right? So,
he's treating Hashem, it sounds like. Saying, look, you have some mercy on me.
That's what prayer is all about. Prayer is about verbalizing, and verbalizing in a unique way, what we want and why we deserve it, why we should get it, putting our case before God. So David HaMelech is asking Hashem either to take into account his piety, that he gets up early in the morning in the service of God, in the middle of the night, or to take into account that he's not focused on his own honor, but rather he's getting his hands dirty to help the Jewish people to purify a woman for her husband. Amar Yeshua b'Reid Ravidi Meyekra. Rav Yeshua, the son of Ravidi, says, what verse indicates this concept that David wasn't embarrassed to ask his Rebbe whether he was correct or not? The pasuk says, "V'adabra ve'edotecha neged melachim ve'lo yivosh." I spoke about your testimonials, your mitzvot, opposite kings, and I wasn't embarrassed, even though I had to ask Now, my Rebbe, I wasn't embarrassed. I did what was right. My focus was to get to the truth. Tana lo Mefiboshet shmo, la Ish Boshet shmo. We have on tradition, his real name wasn't Mefiboshet, but rather Ish Boshet. Velam nikra shmo Mefiboshet. So why was he given the name Mefiboshet? Shaya mevayesh pnei David ba'alacha. He was given that nickname because mipi, from his mouth, was Boshet, was shame to David. Technically, if he and David would have a discussion, he would put David to shame. He was a master of halacha, and he could really teach David a thing or two. Lefichach, because David was so pious, and he asked Mefiboshet, he always was seeking the truth, he wasn't worried about his own shame. Zachah David v'yatzah mimenu chilav. David merited that he had a son who was such a Torah giant as Kilav, and Bezrat Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up here with the story of Kilav. Thank you.